on the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $2. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $2 with McValue.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
You're home for the NBA Finals, World Series, and college football's national championship. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I don't love being around him, Zach Cunningham. 713-780-3776-905 still ahead. The Culture Map boys come in, and five-star. He's going to give us winners at the bottom of the hour.
Let's get right to it. David Culley yesterday addressed the media. Zach Cunningham was cut late in the show yesterday. It's usually when stuff breaks, on our show at least. And Zach Cunningham was cut. He had been suspended two different times this year for breaking team rules. I don't know if his conduct detrimental so far is maybe breaking team standards and rules. And David Culley talked about this wasn't just a one-time deal.
Well, it's not about chances. It's just, you feel it, you know. I mean, I sat down and had a talk with Zach prior to this, you know, the last time we had a conversation with a situation, and told him this was it. Any more of these kind of situations that we're going to move on, and that's what happened.
Okay, Coach Culley, that's fine. Did you find it, was it tough to, you know, cut a guy like Zach Cunningham?
Wasn't tough at all. It's about the team. It's not about any individual player. And the one thing that we always talk about is that it's not necessarily trying to be the best player on the team, but being the best player for the team.
And why do that right now? Why don't you do what Jay on Twitter said and wait until the offseason and then trade him for a huge bundle?
Well, I got a locker room full of players in there that understand what our standard is. And we preach it all the time. And when guys aren't going to those standards, I mean, they're looking at me cross-eyed when I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. And, you know, the rules got to the point he didn't follow what we needed to get done, and I made the move.
Word, Coach, word. That's fine.
Is he such a man? But if he went from Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby giving him a long-term huge contract because of his character to being a cancer in the locker room that he couldn't be around anymore.
Sometimes losing will do that.
Maybe it'll bring it
Sometimes
out.
Sometimes losing will either bring it out or it's you don't deal with losing as well. Like, you know, do you have the mental toughness to deal with
it? Where did he go to college?
Vanderbilt.
Yeah. He should be used to it.
He should be used to losing.
He should be used to it by now. Okay.
Yeah. Vanderbilt was a little bit better when he was there, but that's all relative.
Yeah.
He was with James Franklin.
Yeah.
He was with James Franklin Vanderbilt. Yeah. That wasn't that terrible.
No,
they would win every once
not
in a
like
while.
Not like this. Not like this horrible.
No, not like this Vanderbilt/Texans. Right. That guy's played with Vanderbilt and the Texans.
This is the Kansas Texans. This ain't Vanderbilt Texans.
Yeah, he is.
Apparently not.
He is. He is 1970s Vanderbilt. That's a lot different than 2000 and like 18 Vanderbilt, was it? 17? Was he the Deshaun year? Second round pick? I can't remember if he was. No, because they gave away the Brock Osweiler pick for that year. So I think he was 18. 19, 20, 21.
Oh, he got a new contract. Yeah.
He was 17.
Yeah.
Same year as Deshaun. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Same as Deshaun. That's good.
Yeah, because he was gotten on a second contract already.
So that's one story. I wouldn't call it the big story. I think the big story of the Rockets winning. It's now seven in a row. This is their first time going back-to-back double-digit wins since January of last year.
No team has ever lost 15 in a row and won seven in a row in the same season. And they're doing it back-to-back. They went from 15 straight losses to seven straight wins, which is unbelievable that you could be so bad and then be so good. And now a few of the wins obviously came against Oklahoma City and Orlando, and you got the benefit of playing the Nets without Kevin Durant, which was, you know.
It helps because that looked like a dookie team yesterday. I mean, honestly, the Nets did not look good. Josh Christopher's just coming out there on his birthday. How would you, on your birthday, did you ever go 7-for-7 from the field on any of your birthdays?
Yeah, I absolutely did.
Good. Then you know how Josh Christopher feels. How does it feel, Josh?
Man, we're streaking right now. I think it's like the fight to not want to lose. We don't want to lose. We want to keep it going. So we'll do whatever it takes.
What was it like for him to go against James Harden, Josh Christopher? Oh, who got the better of it? Josh Christopher.
Man, it's everything. These are guys that my brother Patrick Christopher played with and against in college. Like, I saw Harden play when I was a baby when he was at Arizona State. So to be able to go to Arizona State, wear the number, and then to be able to go against him toe-to-toe, man, it's everything for me. It's a blessing.
I was a baby. What a shot at James. I was a baby.
When James was first turning it over 8 times a game. You know, James, the Chronicle had a big article. Matt Young wrote a good article about James's problems this year. He's been getting booed at home because of his bad turnovers. Like, New York basketball fans are hardcore. Yeah. They know good basketball. James is averaging 4.8 turnovers per game. Damn near 5. That's more than Crazy Russell. And that's how bad it is. He's averaging 20 points a game. He might be hurt right now. I know on the broadcast they talked about James doesn't make excuses, which is admirable. He just goes out there, rolls out, and plays. The fact that he still has a hamstring issue potentially dating back to pre-playoffs last year or the playoffs, that should be a huge, huge concern. Is he getting in the right shape so that he avoids those soft tissue issues? He's 32 years old now, has played a ton of minutes, has handled the rock a ton, has a ton of touches. If he's a running back, James has had a lot of touches during his career, and he's starting to potentially break down, which might be a little bit of a concern. But yesterday, it was the legend of Garrison Matthews, a.k.a. Gary Legend, a.k.a. Gary Bird, who was putting it on James Harden.
Harden gets it back, threw it away. Ahead it goes. Gary Bird! Fly, Bird! Fly!
That's his first call at Gary Bird.
Gary that I Bird.
So freaking good. Garrison Matthews, a.k.a. Gary Bird. That thing's going to live forever.
Yeah.
That's not going away.
That's anymore. Totally sweet. Totally sweet.
That's not going away anymore. Hey, before we get to the break and we end up bringing on the Culture Map guys, did you see the story? The Arizona Coyotes, the city of Glendale, informed the team that it plans to lock the Coyotes out of their arena. You ever been to, like, restaurants and strip centers where you go to get there and you're like, hey, and there's some piece of white paper that's taped up there. It says they didn't pay their rent.
Yeah.
And so once they pay, you know, pony up their $13,164.78, they can get back in. That's what's getting ready to happen to a professional hockey team. The city of Glendale informed the team that it plans to lock the Coyotes out of Gila River Arena if the club does not pay its delinquent tax bills and unpaid arena charges by December 20th. They owe approximately $250,000 in unpaid taxes per a letter from city manager Kevin Phelps. The rest of the balance is owed directly to the state. We've already launched an investigation to determine how this could have happened, and the initial indications are that it appears to be the result of an unfortunate human error, the Coyotes said. Oh, a human error led to 250 G's. Listen, you know how it – listen, if you give me – we just need a couple weeks. We got a big shipment coming. We got a big deal going down. We got a lot of – we got a new advertiser that's coming in. A lot of signage deals are coming in. Listen, I got your money for you. We got a couple beautiful signage deals coming your way. I promise you'll get everything. You'll get your VIG. Everything's coming in, city of Glendale. We just give us a little bit of time. We got this other thing we're doing. We got a thing, and once we get rid of taking care of that, we're going to make you whole, Glendale. No, this isn't a mafia movie. Give us our money.
Give us our money.
All of a sudden, city of Glendale, they're going to be like Robert De Niro coming behind the Coyotes and strangling them with a telephone cord. Their toupees flopping over like Maury, the wig guy. Before you know what happened to Maury, don't you?
Yep, that's it.
Ice pick to the neck.
Right in the back.
Ice pick to the brainstem. That's what will happen to the Coyotes. And all of a sudden, it'll be the Houston Coyotes, and we'll pack it out with 1,200 people a night, too.
All right, up next, Culture Map guys going to tell you what's going on in the city of Houston over the weekend. Right now, though, we got Mark Klein. He's joining us here, and we're going to be with him on December 24th, and we're going to have our big Christmas party, and that is going to be at Klein's, 5868 Westheimer. Marky Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's going on? How's everything?
Everything is awesome, dude. How about you? What's going on there?
Man, it's been busy, John. You know, anything in Diamond people are coming to the store, and it's fantastic. It's a great year. All the ESPN listeners were busy as ever. We have so much inventory. We loaded up this year for Christmas time inventory. We have hundreds of diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, and we can still make things right now and get them ready for Christmas. So I had guys coming in with pictures saying, oh, my wife, you know, she put this on the refrigerator. She's like, hey, get me this for Christmas. Where do I go? I got to go see clients. I hear them on the radio all the time. I might as well go see them. So they come in, they bring a picture. We can still have it done by Christmas. I got the guys in the back, the elves in the back. John, we're working away. We're getting it ready for Christmas time. Anything in jewelry, you got to give me a call. I'll even quote you over the phone. I had a guy call me the other day. He heard us on the radio, heard us on our spot. I'll quote you the price over the phone. Compare it to everywhere. If it's not the best deal, then don't get it from me. But you will, because we've been doing it for years. It's the best deal in the city of Houston. Anything in jewelry, diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets, custom rings, whatever you want, we can do it, and it's the best price. Just give us a call, 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. You can text me. That's my cell phone right there. Hey, it's personal service. We do whatever it takes to make you guys happy.
Every single time, 5868 Westheimer, give him a call. Get over there before Christmas and pick it up on Christmas Eve at the Christmas party at Klein's.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Oh, wait, watch. We're back on the air here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, having an argument about a restaurant here in the city, which will go nameless, but sucks. So anyway, Eric and Stevie D are here with us to talk about what's going on in the city of Houston this weekend. Let's start with you this time, Stevie. What's going on?
Okay, so, do we have like quick second to talk sports?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lance and I, former NFL Network guys, and we always talk draft. I was at the Lombardi Awards last night with our illustrious CEO, David Gao. As you guys may know, as you obviously know, you're paid to know this stuff. Aiden Hutchinson won. Yeah. Got a chance to interview and talk to him. Lance, where does he go in the top five? I talked to him. First of all,
top three.
My hand still hurts from shaking his hand. 6'6", 300. I see him as like sort of this Nick Bosa, J.J. Watt hybrid. What do you think?
He shouldn't be the first pick.
Yeah, he'll be top three pick. I don't know. He might be quarterback. Quarterback goes first.
Is any of these guys going to be?
Last time a quarterback didn't go first was what, 14 when the Texans picked Clowney? So they usually go first. Yeah, Chase Young even went second. Quarterbacks usually go first.
He said he likes Houston.
I don't know.
Loves Houston.
I don't know that any of these quarterbacks are worth the number one
you're
overall pick.
Up his time. What are you doing here?
No, he's eating it up.
I'm eating it up. Okay, so listen, if you've got stuff to do tonight, if you're out and about shopping, head over to the Coca-Cola Holiday Caravan over Memorial City Mall. They're doing Santa. They're doing Coke-themed stuff. Not Coca-Cola, I should say. Stages Theater doing Little Mermaid, but Little Mermaid visits Galveston. Okay, so it's like Little Mermaid. If you want to go and have sort of a Galveston-themed holiday play, if you want to take the kids, that should be a lot of fun. This is going to be really cool. Saturday, Bad Santa's Artsy Fartsy Toy Drive and DIY Graffiti Art Experience. So you take the family, you take the date, you spray paint art, you buy a kimono, you shop. It's going to be really artsy, really fun. And then what you do after that, you go to Bloom Houston. It's a new Midtown nightclub opening up. They've got food. They've got craft cocktails, nightlife entertainment. Jake Ellis was known. Eric knows him from Brasserie 19. Actually, Eric is shaking his head. So if Eric doesn't know him.
You know, all these nightclubs always say that they're going to have great food. And then it turns out to be like chicken wings and sliders. So I'm out on.
And that, to me, is great food.
Yeah, out on eating at nightclubs. Don't eat it. Eat it at nightclubs. You eat somewhere else and then go.
Yeah, that seems like a good.
But don't you remember back in the day when we used to go clubbing on Richmond and they all had happy hours? You'd eat dinner there.
No, you're talking about the Colorado with the.
Buffet. There were all kinds of. We used to have dinners.
Aaron's raising the roof over there.
Did they?
Yeah. I mean, that's how we could afford to eat then. That was awesome. Anyway.
Okay, so Bloom Houston's, they've got lots of visuals, lots of very IG story worthy. They've got chandeliers, mural walls, all that kind of stuff. Sunday, once you've worked off your hangover, head over to Levy Park. They've got Sunday in the Park. games, dancing, photos with Santa, kind of your family thing, kind of chill. If you need something to do, you know, after shopping with the wife or the girlfriend, and she's talking commitment, go to this Christmas tour of homes over. It's the 60th Diamond Anniversary over in the McGregor neighborhood. And then City Place doing, this is for all you hipsters out there, City Place doing ugly sweater holiday strolls. Put on your ugly sweater, drink a Coors Light, and the ugliest sweater wins. That's what's going on.
I got
on.
Mine on today.
Yeah. Like and your $9,000 kicks, of course.
All that going on. What about food, Eric?
Lance, I know you want to talk about the trend of holiday pop-up bars.
Chicago, they were kick-ass. I didn't realize they were doing them here in Houston.
Yeah, so there's the Miracle Bar and the Sippin' Santa, which is the tiki-themed one. You can go to Miracle at Johnny's Goldbrick or Miracle at Winnie's, which is the po' boy spot in Midtown I've talked about a couple of times here on the radio. And then Night Shift in the East End is doing Sippin' Santa.
Yeah.
And I know Winnie's has just been absolutely bombarded with people. It's not a big place, and they like figured out a way to hang Christmas trees upside down from the ceiling. That it's very lavishly decorated. It's fun.
Yeah,
like Christmas kitsch. And the Sippin' Santa one at Night Shift has four different themed rooms. Like one is sort of tropical. One is like your uncle's basement. So they're doing a lot of fun stuff over there. And then separately from all that, Lalo is doing their own. Like they're not participating in Sippin' Santa, but they're doing their own kind of holiday pop up thing. And I was at Julep earlier this week, and it is thoroughly decked out for Christmas. So you know, and has some holiday cocktails. So maybe not necessarily like with the marketing push of Miracle. You can't buy the glassware or whatever, but it's not as crowded, and it's still a great spot.
Oh, that's cool. So those are going on in Houston. I didn't even realize that. And then I hit the reservations on Resi, and I was like, man, like if you want to, you're going to have to get out there on a school night after 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Is that Winnie's?
That's Winnie's. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool, huh?
That's really neat.
Yeah. The ones we were in Chicago is like, there's lines out the door. It's 39 degrees, and people can't wait to get in, and they are drinking. So that's a moneymaker.
Chicken wings there, too. I love that place.
It's fun.
Po' boys. So what's going on with Chris
Shepard? Chicken wings and oysters.
So there's a lot going on with Chris Shepard. You know, we talked a few weeks ago that he's closing Hay Merchant, and he's moving Georgia James from 1100 Westheimer to a new development at near Allen Park.
Right.
Dunleavy and Dallas. Anyway, so that project is a little bit delayed. So Georgia James is actually going to move to where 1/5 is, which is on a little bit down the street on Westheimer in the old church.
Marks.
Right, the old Marks space. He's going to close UB Preserve. He's going to turn that into a bar called Everlong. And then he's still got these two things going on at the Houston Farmers Market. So Underbelly Burger, it's like a hamburger stand, is days away or maybe weeks away.
He's had a lot of changes over the last year.
Yeah.
Locations, concepts, closing this, closing that, Underbelly closed and changed. Hay Merchant closed and changed.
No matter what Georgia changed, why is he leaving there?
Well, no, it's just that he was at the end of a 10-year lease, and he got the opportunity to go and do a new mixed-use development that's going to have apartments and other restaurants, and they can build it to their own design. So, you know, it'll be sort of a grander, bigger, more luxurious Georgia James.
I gotcha.
But, yeah, Georgia James isn't going anywhere. It's moving, but it's not closing.
Yeah, right. Georgia James is great.
Yeah, wonderful.
Great place.
Favorite Chris Shepard story? Ordained minister.
Is he really?
Yeah, he can do weddings. So if you get married, Chris Shepard can marry you.
Chris Shepard to marry you. And you'll eat good, too.
And he's from Nebraska.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in Nebraska. He's a Nebraska.
He's a big Cornhusker.
Big Cornhusker fan.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. It's been rough for those people.
Yeah, real.
It's been rough for those people for a while.
Those people.
Those people from Nebraska. People. Nebraskans.
Yeah.
It hasn't been going great for them. It's been a while. Well, I'm saying football-wise.
No.
Maybe as people they're doing fine, but, you know, good luck with Scott Frost. I mean, I thought he was going to be good too, guys. What do I know?
No, wait a minute. If you're going fine in Nebraska? If you had to live in Nebraska, you'd kill yourself, okay?
I mean, don't know if I would kill myself.
Yeah, well, or somebody would kill
you'd
you.
You'd be bored.
Your wife would kill you with arsenic.
Bored to death.
Right? No, just so she can move back to Houston.
And you just hang with all the witness protection people.
Yeah, right. That's where everybody goes.
Pretty safe.
Nobody's going to find you.
Yeah, pretty safe. Pretty safe in Nebraska.
All right, that it? Anything else? Anything cool going on? Anything?
I've been going to the Post quite a bit. This is the new development downtown with a food hall. that has about, I don't know, like 15 restaurants open.
There's a new, you were
there's a seafood
about,
place that's
yeah.
absolutely fantastic. Oysters, tuna toro sashimi, whole roasted snapper. I mean, it's really, it's surprising to find such an upscale level of
cuisine. They open at 10:15 after radio people are off?
They're open for lunch. Lunch and dinner.
Lunch for most people is at noon,
Wednesday.
Lance.
Oh. Lunch and
shouldn't
dinner.
Shouldn't be.
Lunch and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. So it's kind of fast casual at lunch. Sandwiches, oysters, and then a little more elevated.
Oh, look, it's between Wednesday and Sunday. See, I'm right in the heat zone right now. Maybe I know what lunch is going to be today.
All right, guys, we appreciate it as always. That's culturemap.com. That's culturemap.com. Five stars joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to give you some winners. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And once again, we want you please to donate. Get into the Christmas spirit with us here. Donate to the Southeast Texas Food Bank. The goal is to eliminate hunger and inadequate nutrition in Southeast Texas. Go to ESPN975.com/12days. ESPN975.com/12days. Let's raise some money. David Gow is going to match the first $500. So let's raise some money and feed some people in Southeast Texas this holiday season. And this holiday season, let's win some money. And Five Star is here at Five Star in Vegas to join us here once again to give us some winners here on the
show.
Shout
out to Five Star. I faded him directly. Well, I had already pre-faded, so it didn't matter. This is already before we even talked to Five Star. But I had the team that was up 10-0 in Georgia, and then Georgia got cheated by the refs.
What?
And
no, what now?
And, and when Five Star was talking last week, and he said, Stetson, at one point, Five Star started laughing. It's something I said, which I knew wasn't a great sign.
Yeah.
But then Stetson Bennett, when you laid out, when you said it's Stetson Bennett versus Nick Saban, I was like, oh my God, I may have done something terribly wrong.
And you did.
Yeah, but what about, and that's you what I had to bring up. Yeah, but what about Bill O'Brien?
Well, he now didn't make up for it.
You made a bit by the number, Lance. I know what you did. You made a bit by the number. You was watching the number, man. You overthought it on that one. It's no, you know, it happens to the best of us.
You bet the situation sometimes, and that's what you did, and that's what I used to always preach, and sometimes you got to remember that. Nick Saban plus six. You almost don't try to handicap a game so much as you just say, when do I get Nick Saban plus six? When do I get Saban? Who gives Nick Saban trouble? Athletic quarterbacks who can move and extend. Well, you know what Alabama has? That. You know what Georgia has? Not that. So, from a handicapping standpoint, Nick Saban plus points against a non-running quarterback, yeah. I mean, you were definitely on the right side of that one without question.
No question. No question about that.
And you said, to your credit, Moneyline was a play that you were giving out on that.
Oh, yeah, that was the best. I told you guys, it was. I guess the book was in the Christmas spirit, guys. We'll never see that Alabama team getting 2-1 again. You know, that was a gift that they gave to everyone.
And it was a gift that just kept on giving. So this week now we got Army and Navy, which I don't know where you're leaning that way, but we've also got some FCS playoff stuff going on, and I'm looking at it right now, and James Madison is up to 7.5. Now, I know you like James Madison. You can tell us why, but what about at 7.5 instead of 7? You going to buy that half point back?
I suggest about a half point back just because that's a key number. 7 is always a key number. But at the end of the day, I honestly believe that James Madison wins this game fairly easy.
Taking on Montana, why you like them?
Well, this is the thing. Guys, I bet a lot of FCS football. As you both know, some of football's all-time greats like Jerry Rice, Walter Payton, Doug Williams, Steve McNair, and TSU's own, Michael Strand, I also played FCS football. I followed the smaller schools for years, but I started betting more frequently during the COVID shutdown. If you remember, FCS chose to play spring football. I really had a chance last spring to scout these programs, the coaches and the players. And one of my favorite programs, without a doubt, is James Madison. The school has dominated the Colonial and won a couple national titles. Usually the Duke's program is known for its shutdown defenses, but this year the team boasts one of the most explosive offenses in the country, led by three-year starter Cole Johnson. Johnson has been almost flawless this season, guys, throwing 37 touchdowns, only two mistakes. Last week in the Duke's second-round playoff victory, he threw for five touchdowns, 321 yards on only 12 completions. James Madison has some dynamite wide receivers, a rugged running game. Their opponent, Montana, has had an outstanding season. The Grizzlies upset Washington and Seattle the first game of the season. They held the FBS Huskies to a single first-quarter touchdown. So Montana is definitely a solid team. They just haven't faced a veteran, talent-laden team like James Madison. Montana relies on overpowering opponents in the trenches and running the ball with a trio of ball carriers. James Madison only allows 79 yards rushing a game. They'll stop the run, and they'll force Montana to passing situations, setting up the Duke's outstanding pass rush. And it's going to wreak havoc, man. James Madison leads the country in takeaways and takeaway margins. The Dukes also boast one of the best home field advantages in college football. Tomorrow night, it'll be rocking in Harrisonburg, Virginia. The Dukes have averaged 54 points in their last four home contests and won by an average of 38 points. Take championship caliber James Madison to cover the short minus 7, well, now 7.5, over a resilient but overmatched Montana team, guys.
All right, that's James Madison. There's number one. A shortage of college games. You going pro? Are you turning pro right here on the show?
Hey, man. Hey, this is the thing. And Lance knows this. I'm very versatile with sports betting, man. I bet everything from tennis to college football, NFL. It's all about finding an advantage, guys. When I handicap these games and I look at them off the board, if I see an advantage, then I'm rolling with it. It's no certain sport that I can say that I really just, like, focus on. I bet anything that's on the board as long as I can see an advantage. But college football is my favorite, and it's, you know, it's probably my expertise. But the rest of these sports, man, I can bet them all, man. That's why I'm here in Vegas. I'm a professional.
Well, so I want to, and we do want to stress that this is a guy who is a professional gambler. This is what he does. I'm kind of curious about how you see any of the bowl games. Did anything catch your eye when the numbers came out that you jumped on immediately, or are you kind of waiting on bowl action? I know we're off script a little bit here, but is there something that you recall seeing where you go, ooh, I better jump on this now before this number changes?
Definitely. I already took Michigan +6.5 and +290 against Georgia.
Michigan plus the points against Georgia.
And money line. Michigan is going to beat Georgia.
Michigan will beat Georgia.
Michigan will beat Georgia.
Remember now, Georgia's offense, I don't want to go back to week one. I actually watched that tape yesterday. You know, Clemson did a number on them. Their offense was really scoring a lot of points after that until they ran into Alabama. And they scored points against Alabama, but it looked a little tougher. Michigan is on a different level in terms of their pass rushers. And watching the tackles from Georgia, ooh. I'm going to tell you now, they're going to have a hard time against Michigan's defense.
Horrible time.
That is going to be a rough day.
Aiden Hutchinson
is
going to dominate their game. Aiden Hutchinson will dominate their game, guys. And remember that I told you, Jim Harbaugh, with this much time to get ready versus Kirby Smart, Harbaugh every time.
Wow. That's so grab it. Why? You think that's going down, huh? You wanted to grab that early?
Yeah, I wanted to grab it early. I wouldn't be surprised at all if it goes down to 5. You know, sometimes we'll get the push the other way because it is a lot of guys that bit big from the SEC schools. You know, they have big alumni that love to come to Vegas and lay a lot of money on their team. So that game could go either way. It just immediately jumped out to me. I didn't want to take a chance of it getting less than a touchdown. I really like a lot. I really like what Michigan's doing, man. Against Ohio State, they showed you that their offense is so multifaceted. They can throw the ball. They can run the ball. It's all about their QB. They're kind of similar to Georgia in that situation. And we have two quarterbacks who are a little bit above mediocre. They aren't anything special. They're relying on them to make plays on third downs. And, you know, they're really just a piece of the offense. They're not the key component that makes the offense go. I just trust Cade McNamara a little bit more than I trust Stetson Bennett, man, especially in this spot. You guys know Stetson Bennett is a backup for most teams in college football. It's just that for some reason, Kirby Smart's buddy-buddy with him, and he's playing him, you know. So I don't think that he's prepared for these type of situations. And, you know, when it boils down to them, these big-type games, it comes down to talent, man. And at the end of the day, they're going to expose that he's not that talented.
All right, quickly, give us a winner on the NFL side.
Guys, we're going to go with the Titans minus 8.5 versus Jacksonville. The Titans are coming off a bye week. Tennessee has dropped two games in a row. They're attempting to fend off the Colts for the AFC South title. The Jags visit Nashville, loses a fourth straight. Their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. Jacksonville has been struggling to stop the run. They're ranked 21st against the run and 23rd in total defense. Their two best defensive players, Miles Jack and Josh Allen, both sat out of practice so far this week. They haven't practiced either one of them this week at all. That's bad news for a team that's already struggling against the run. And now they're facing the fifth leading rushing team in the NFL. The Titans also get back Julio Jones this week. Mike Vrabel, as you guys know, is probably one of the best from the Belichick coaching tree. He's wonderful late season coach and outstanding after the bye. The Jags have the worst scoring offense in the NFL, only averaging 15 points a game. Tennessee will be rested, healthier, and focused after the bye week. The Titans are also fighting for home field advantage in the playoffs and the AFC South crown. With the team coming off two losses, I expect this to be a get-right game for them. They're one of the better teams in the league. Earlier this season, the Titans rolled the Jags 37-19. I expect a similar outcome this Sunday in Nashville. The Jags are 2-7 against the spread in their last nine matchups in this series. The Titans are 4-0 against the spread in their last four games off the bye week. Take a Tennessee team with everything to play for. They're going to get let out a little frustration on the slumping Jaguars. So we're going with Tennessee minus 8.5 against Jacksonville at home.
Tennessee minus 8.5 against Jacksonville. I already took it. There it is. That's all. That's done. That is a done deal.
Now that one's going up. That'll be 10 points by Sunday.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Tennessee at home, although they haven't looked great. Jacksonville so is terrible. It's just terrible.
I know we're on the time. Rob, I just speaking of just real quick, I want to run by you guys. Lance, you just were speaking about the thing that happened in the Alabama Georgia game with the refs that you feel like kind of, you know, changed the momentum. What did you guys think about that horrible call on Marcus Jones against Pierce in the U of H Cincinnati game on the fourth down when Cincinnati went for it? And it was 14-13. The Cougs are in it. It's a back and forth game, and they played great defense, stopped them. And the refs gave him that PPI and everything snowballed after that.
Yeah. No, I don't know that was the reason. It sucked. That call sucked. I don't know that the Cougs would have won. I think Cincinnati was a better team that day.
It would have overcome him, but I didn't like the call. Also, did you guys see the video of the defensive player stepping on Marcus Jones, is intentionally stepping on his ankle?
No.
Yes. Yes.
You see that?
Very dirty.
Yeah, he got up, and I mean, it was dirty. Now, he got up and just walked right on top of his ankle with his cleats and just like, and no one caught it.
The refs didn't do him any favors, but don't get me wrong, Houston hurt himself because the very next possession, Clay Toon threw that interception that gave Cincinnati the ball right back down in position. But, man, that call really bothered me, man. I feel like that started everything. I feel like the Cougars were attached, and they were, you know, in the game until that happened, you know.
Well, could have certainly met, but certainly could have gotten within the 10.5 without that call, that's for sure. But that's what you were looking at, I'm sure too. That's Five Star in Vegas at Five Star in Vegas. Follow him on Twitter. Great follow and great picks. We appreciate it, Five Star. Thanks for hanging.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And there's some interesting stuff going on, like sex toys at the Olympics. Well, we'll find out whether or not that'll happen. But first, guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wear, nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel like, you know what, it's as soft as their skin. Even more alluring than a lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas so seductive, you're going to both love them. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. She'll feel that she'll love, I'm telling you, you're going to love it and she's going to love it. Best of all, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. Free gift packaging. Order today. Pajama Grim will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie with the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That is free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. Now, here's what you got to do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And tell them John Granato sent you.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I mean, I don't find this to be, this is a troubling story for me here, Lance. A man is facing impaired charges after colliding with a vehicle, fleeing the scene and stopping at an intersection to eat chicken wings. Now,
in order to do that?
Listen.
Can you read me more of that story? Okay. You've piqued my interest.
Okay. Police received a call for a motor vehicle that failed to remain after colliding with another vehicle. Within 30 minutes, police received a second call of a stopped vehicle in an intersection where the male driver was behind the wheel finishing his chicken wings. Apparently, he ran into another car, escaped, got away from it, left the scene of the accident. But he had chicken wings that he had to get down. So, I don't know. If I'm a judge, I'm like, you know what? I've been there.
Yeah, I don't think you want to leave the scene, though. I think you can step right outside your car, sit down, and eat chicken
wings.
But
then people are going to be bothering you, knocking on the window.
Listen.
You know?
It's an inconvenience.
Yeah.
There's no question. The wreck was an inconvenience, but people bothering you while you're trying to eat chicken wings is probably more of an inconvenience than even the wreck.
Yeah. NBC's had to cancel the stream of Olympic curling qualifying over a sex toy sponsorship.
Oh, no.
They're always doing this move right here.
And that's with the broom, though.
Yeah, but it's with the broom.
But somebody probably used something else.
But if you put a logo on it, then you know what? Now all of a sudden.
Or if you tie something to the end of it.
Yeah.
You're doing this.
A Dutch sex toy company's attempt to reach fans of the wholesome sport curling led some broadcasters, including NBC, to cancel. I just feel like, you know what? If the stone has got to have, you know, something on there that makes you a little bit, you know, it makes it a little bit more appetizing to watch.
Did you say the wholesome sport of curling?
Yes.
Right. So listen, if you want to go find the WAP video and go watch that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Let our kids keep their curling wholesome. No. I don't want my daughter and sons to grow up too fast and see provocative stuff in curling. All right.
Yeah.
Curling's wholesome.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
Speaking of wholesome, Saudi Arabia has some problems.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There's a camel beauty contest going on.
You've told us about this before.
There's a giant crackdown, apparently.
On what?
Apparently, there are a bunch of camels that are being barred because they're using Botox. So there's a huge controversy in Saudi Arabia.
Is it just camels, like, right?
It's a camel.
With the humps and the humps. Water and the desert.
Yeah, the feet, the
and
toes.
Not like,
the toe. No, not that. Not that.
Not camels.
Not the toe part. It's a camel.
It's a camel contest.
It's a camel contest.
Okay. So if
in Saudi Arabia, they don't have.
Yeah, you're right. That's bad things.
Over 40 camels have been disqualified.
Okay. So in Saudi Arabia, it's real camels. If this were in Florida.
No.
It's going to be a different camel contest.
It's fine to use Botox.
Am I wrong?
It's fine to use Botox there. Speaking of which, did you see, did you see Medina Spirit just collapsed and died?
Yeah.
I mean, you know how many horses have died this year and last year there? And 20 this year and 20 last year.
Have died where?
Died at this racetrack.
Oh,
Santa Anita.
I watched the doc from Bad Sport. He told me the one guy was going and whacking horses
I don't think that was it for
insurance claims.
Electrocuting
the horse. Yeah, that was a horrible day.
No, that was a horrible thing. Apparently, see, I don't know that you want this. I'm not sure you want this guy on your side. Matt Lauer is supporting Chris Cuomo right now after the sexual misconduct claim.
Oh, no. Matt Lauer's around,
I'm
not, huh?
If I'm Chris Cuomo, I'm like, hey, Matt, I'm okay. I'm good.
I honestly did not know Matt Lauer was out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't need your help on this one. Thanks, pal. No. I got this.
Like Harvey Weinstein coming out and like, hold on a second. Hey, Harvey.
Yeah.
No. Don't say anything. Don't tweet about me. Nothing.
No. Yeah. Bill Cosby. He's like, hey, you know what? I think this guy's all right. What he's doing is like, No, Bill Cosby. I don't need that. I'm good.
No, I don't need your blessing, Bill Cosby.
How about this? How about finessing the game here? How about a young couple has a fake engagement every time they go out to a restaurant to bag freebies and room upgrades?
I love it.
They've been engaged I don't know how many times, but they get luxury rooms at this hotel when they get free desserts. They get their meals.
That's the move.
It is a move.
You go to a different city and you say, hey, listen, I want to book a hotel, but can you guys really make it special? Because I want to propose to my girlfriend right now. You can do that in a different city easily.
All the time.
And hopefully they say, yeah, we'll make it a special thing. Because I've got somebody who can you tape it for me or take pictures?
At a hotel where I'm getting my room.
Yeah, you guys can tweet it out if you want to. There's a chance they go, yeah, we just want to let you know when they check in. We just want to let you know we actually upgraded you to a little nicer room. Oh, that was nice. You didn't have to. You know what? Dessert. Here's dessert for the couple.
Yeah, and a discount on your meal. How about that? Thank you for choosing
us. All of it's
us.
Good. Here's a bottle of champagne on the house.
I don't find it. I think it's a nice finesse.
I think it's a great. Now that's how you finesse the game.
That's how you finesse the game. No one gets hurt.
And that's not stealing if they give it to you.
No one's hurt.
If they give it to you. No, no one got hurt.
No. And to make it, everybody was happy because the young couple got engaged.
Yeah. You actually have people there feeling, guess what we saw? You gave them a story.
Yeah.
Guess what we saw tonight?
For the 20th
time. We saw
time.
A couple get engaged, which I could swear. Now Margaret says that she recognizes them, like they got engaged here last year, which that's not.
That might be.
That can't have happened.
9:55, we're done. Charlie Polillo is next, we think. We don't know. The camels don't have, I don't know what their toes are like, okay? Stop with that.
That's rude, guys. Come on, guys.
Stop it.
Let's clean it up, guys.
Okay, what we need to talk about right now is cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's, no way, you know what? By the way, I want to wish my wife a happy anniversary. And you know what we're going to do? We'll probably drink some Coors Lights together.
Oh, what a romantic gesture.
Nothing says romance like
Coors Light. You're not storming the Capitol anytime soon, are you?
I'm not storming the Capitol. What I'm doing is I'm taking my wife out. We'll have some Coors Lights. It'll be a wonderful.
You pregaming?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, as soon as we're done here, let's go. It's time to start on the Coors Lights. And because it's a wonderful, wonderful day, it doesn't matter what it is. Make it the official beer of whatever you're doing. Whatever the event is, it's your birthday. It's not your birthday. It's a holiday. It's not a holiday. It doesn't matter. Fake engagement. Yeah, you can drink some cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light no matter what the occasion. Or if there's no occasion at all. Because it's the world's most refreshing beer. You want refreshment? Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. The official beer of everything I do. Make it the official beer of you too. 'Cause we're gonna be legends.
Gonna get their attention. Bye, bitch. ESPN 97.5.